Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line now, Jill Schlesinger of Jill on Money, heard every weekend here on WBEN. Always joining us on Monday to give us some good tips. You know, Jill, I mentioned it was a warm 31. First of all, is there a such thing as a warm 31, do you think?
Yes, for you, yes.
I think so. I think it's not that bad. So it's a warm 31 degrees. We have the sunshine coming out. It feels nice. And I feel like a lot of people, it's spring cleaning time, but there's probably some financial spring cleaning that we should be maybe looking into for ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, when you look at the documents that piled up from the tax season, you may want to start to say, well, you know, how long do I need to keep this stuff? And I will say that there has been a great bit of confusion around this, because so often people have been like 3 years, 6 years, 7 years. I talked to a couple of folks, and one from the IRS, who said it's actually 6 years you need to keep your documents and the supporting documents for the taxes. So that's number one. Those investments, though, I think that that's after a year, unless you've got some cost basis or tax information associated with it. And finally, I would say that a lot of people seem to keep utility statements and credit card bills. You know, again, unless you need them for a large purchase or you need them for tax purposes, you know, after 30 days, shred them, get them out of there.
Okay. So does this make sense to you? I keep a lot of those bills because I don't know my account number. It's only on the bill.
Okay, so we have other problems with you, clearly, and so we need to talk about that. There's probably a way that you can, you know, maybe save that account information, do it online.
A better idea than just holding around a bunch of old bills from a year ago. Okay.
Yeah, probably.
People make they make financial goals for the year. Springtime's probably a good way to, season change. You check up on how you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that it, again, because we've just come out of tax season, one of the things to remember is that you just sort of understand today where you are with the tax code and the changes. And so you should use that information accordingly. Maybe you got a very teeny refund or you owed money. Well, maybe you should adjust your withholding. Or if you're a small business owner, you want to maybe increase your quarterly payments. And conversely, if you got a big refund, and that's not a great idea. I know people like it, but, you know, listen, gang, a big refund means you lent money to Uncle Sam without any interest. So let's not do that. And if that's the case, you got a big refund, I would prefer if you went to your employer and said, look, let me not withhold quite as much. I'll keep my money during the year. So if you're going to just spend this money, by the way, please be very careful. I don't want you to do that. I want you to say to your employer, now I'm going to change my withholding. Oh, and now I can actually increase my retirement contribution by 1 or 2%. So use the money wisely, make those changes. And then also you may want to look at your investments. You're just sort of in your mind is sort of now in the financial world. So use this time before you get sucked into the summertime and know that you've got some changes to make. And maybe it's a good time even to say, I don't have any idea what I'm doing. Maybe I need to get some help. And if you do need some help, make sure you talk to somebody who just charges you based on the right model for you and is someone who's going to put your best interest first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tax return, if you get a big return, you mentioned you've been having Uncle Sam hold on to your money. Maybe just take it and let somebody hold on to your money who's actually going to grow it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that a lot of people, I mean, this is human behavior. It really gets into my book also. It's like we're just not programmed to think long term. And one of the reasons I wrote this book is that I said, you know, it's really not your fault. You know, many smart people love this idea of an income tax refund, but a refund really is just not a great way to use that money. So if you want to deploy that money, even if you don't even want to go to a financial planner, then just increase your retirement contribution. That's an easy way to do it. Take the money out of your hands before it even gets there.
Yeah, good ideas there. Okay, so the big news we've been talking about all morning long, of course, this Mueller report delivered over in Washington. I'm wondering if there's anything you see there where this is going to have an impact on maybe the markets or something with our money now that we're nearing the end of this, you know, part of the big controversy in Washington.
Well, according to the way that, you know, we sort of put our opinions forth on Wall Street, the answer is no, not right now, meaning that the futures market is pretty boring this morning. Look, if this goes into some protracted impeachment where, you know, basically the work of the country comes to a grinding halt, then perhaps there could be some issue. I don't know if that's really going to happen, but right now the big concern for anyone on Wall Street is just the mere fact that growth has slowed down very substantially. We've gone from about 3 to 2% growth for this year, and that means we just spent $1 trillion on a tax cut that gave us exactly 1 year of growth. And so that's not great news for the economy.
Okay, so good things to keep in mind there. Is it maybe just a wait and see when it comes to the market's reaction?
Well, look, I mean, we're again, the futures market is doing nothing this morning. So that's your first reaction. The more important reaction will come is if there's another phase of this. And, you know, the big concern among Wall Street folks is not so much that even any probe goes on or any of these investigations. It doesn't really matter. But if the two sides are so polarized that we can't do things like raise the debt ceiling or we can't do something like make sure the government is able to pay the bills that Congress has already said they should pay, then that will become an issue. But so far, no real reaction.
Okay, Jill, we always enjoy our time. The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money. Get the book right now. Jill Schlesinger, who will be in Buffalo in just a matter of weeks at our event at Riverworks. Jill on Money, you can listen to, of course, every weekend right here on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.